ticking and whirring. Where was it coming from? The girl looked around the parlor. Suddenly the ticking got louder, the double doors opening. That was Tracy's first encounter with a very peculiar domain, and her first experience with Dolly Mistress Femdom. Like a living doll, she would appear as such, but her movements as she crossed the threshold into the parlor, moving toward Tracy, were all woman. The only telltale sign that something was different was the key turning round and round in her back, and the sound of ticking as time wore on. The mistress smiled. "Welcome, Tracy. I want you to relax." Tick, tick, tick. "Relax into the trance," she said. Tracy found herself unable to resist the ticking and the sound of her voice as she moved closer, deepening her meditation. "Relax," she repeated, "into the trance." Over the course of 2 hours, Dolly Mistress told Tracy things she would not remember when she awakened from her meditative state. Like why she had that key in her back, who created her, and what her purpose was. The only thing Tracy would remember was that on occasion, she would have to wind up her new mistress, oil her gears, and provide other services to keep Dolly Mistress pleased and pampered. Drip, 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 the mistress purred. Tracy shuddering as soft, delicate fingers traced up her inner thighs. "Yes, dripping down, down into my. The mistress nodded as she uttered a simple command, her fingers sliding further and further up Tracy's skirt and watching with approval as Tracy's body quaked with orgasmic bliss, unable to control herself. Tick, tick, tick. The mistress blinked suddenly, hearing the gears slowing down. "Training time," she said softly. Tracy opening her eyes and looking around confused. Dolly Mistress standing up. "It's time for my maintenance, and you should hurry, because if I go dormant, you'll be trapped here. Now be a good toy and wind me up." Tracy gulped and nodded. Still feeling the tingling from her climax, she stood, obediently turning the key in Mistress' slender back, knowing instinctively that whatever she was, she didn't want her experience to end. "Yes, Mistress. Did you like this story? Are you ready for your Dolly Mistress experience? Call 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Brighton."